Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I don't know that it's frustrating. You know, it's especially when your defense is holding them to threes instead of giving up sevens, you know. And so you know that even though they're possessing the ball as long as they are, that you're still in it. You're only down by a score, and you're going to be just fine. So, you know, it's a matter of just putting a few good plays together and capitalizing in the red zone.
Oh, easy for you to say, Ben Johnson. Easy for you to say after a team wins 22-16 because they're able to score a field goal in the third quarter, 13 points in the fourth quarter, and then that touchdown in overtime. Our segment is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And yeah, he can say that, and he's got to have that level of confidence and that level of trust in his team, and we see what happened. It resulted in a win. However, as Henry Melton alluded to in our last segment, Marshall, there were times where 6 points felt insurmountable.
You know, it's funny. When the game was 3-0, I was like, oh, they don't score here. The Packers get a touchdown. They're going to be down by 2 scores. And, you know, it was just a field goal at a time for a time being. And you're like, why does 6-0 feel like it's 21-0 right now? That's how it felt being at the game, watching the offense kind of slog through it in the first half.
Like when they were up 13-3,
right,
in the third quarter, were you just saying to yourself, oh gosh? And that was that nice Malik Willis, the touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs. That was yes, the Bears defense did hold in the red zone, but that was to the tune of 33 yards. And Malik did look good. Henry was right.
It's the fact that the score was 6-0 at halftime, and you're like, wait, Ben Johnson's offense scored no points for a whole half? Has that ever happened before? They had not indeed ever had a game where they didn't score in the first half. So, yeah, it hadn't happened before.
Well, no wonder it felt so bad. They had more yards in the first half of this game than they did in the first half of the first game against the Packers. That one they had, 71 or 72 yards as a team, I believe. And then in this one, it was in the 120s. It was like 61 yards passing, I believe. It was 65. It was a relatively even split between passing and rushing the ball. But 120-some-odd yards at the half isn't enough. It's not enough when you need this win against this type of team.
Doesn't it kind of speak to what you've come to expect, though? Like, 20 points has been kind of the bar. The minimum, the Bears are going to score 20 points. You just need to hold your opponent to blank amount of points, whether that's 15, 16, even 19. As long as you do that, the Bears are going to win the game. And that rang true for this game because they took the long road, but eventually they got above 20 points.
It's just also the challenge, too, of bend or break looks good. And the concept of we'll let these guys get theirs in between the 20s sounds good. And then occasionally you get burned, like that 33-yard touchdown pass. And it sounds like a good plan. And prevent defense sounds like a good plan. But it doesn't make me feel good to see chunks of yards being given up like that, because then you are putting yourself into a high-leverage situation. What was even more compelling about that 0-for-5 in the red zone was it wasn't just 0-for-5 from the 20 on. It was 0-for-5 from the 10.
What do they call it? The deep red zone?
The deep red zone, which I hadn't even heard of until I read about it.
But it makes sense, right? Like, if you get inside the 10, you expect to score touchdowns.
What is the intimate red zone? Is that 5?
I think that's fair. Like, the intimate, like, the sexy red zone.
Oh, the sexy red. Sexy red would tell you that's the entire world is the sexy red zone.
Well, that's exactly what sexy red would tell you. But I look at the bend, don't break thing in a couple of different ways, right? Because that's something that Henry and I were talking about throughout that game. It was like, it's okay. Remember, 5 trips to the red zone, no touchdowns. But every time they got down there, it was like, you think they can really hold them again? And the one that got down to what, the 2-yard line?
Yeah.
And that was going away from us, so we couldn't see it real well when Nashawn Wright, my goodness, that man, cha-ching, keep adding to his future paycheck, by the way.
Please keep earning your paper, Nashawn Wright. So you're talking about the fumble then.
Yeah, the forced fumble. And you're like, okay, well, there they go. They got to stop. It doesn't matter that they let them get all the way into the intimate red zone. They got to stop once they got there.
We can't say
no,
that.
No, we're not doing
it
that.
It sounds too inappropriate.
So deep red sounds better? Is that what you're saying? Inside the 10?
Well, deep is 10.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm like, the intimate well, what's is 5? Like, what?
The intimate red zone. We're giving up on that already. We're scratching that one
respected
off.
Respected writers just cringe when they hear us.
Okay, that's fine. We're not writing. We're talking. We're workshopping this thing out.
There are some players on the Bears who I think would laugh hard.
Absolutely.
At the concept of intimate red zone.
They'd be all the way in on it.
So, that's the point.
So, well, yeah, all the way in on it. Here's the thing.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I've decided the Bears don't have a bend, don't break defense. They have a Gumby defense because you can pretzel and bend them and fold them in all the ways. Yes, they are the promotional.
The inflatable guy.
Inflatable outside the car dealership. Yes, just every which way. But they don't fall down is the point. They pop right back up no matter which way the wind is blowing, as it was on Saturday night.
Bears defense, would you say you guys were like the inflatable guy in front of a car dealership with the way you were flexible to this?
The Bears have the 24th ranked total defense in the NFL. That is not good. We can agree to that. They give up 348.1 yards per contest. That is not good. But conversely, they have a top 10 red zone defense. And after giving up 0 red zone touchdowns against Green Bay in 5 attempts, they have now given up 14.29% red zone touchdowns over their last 3 games. Do you know what that rank is in the NFL? Numero uno, number 1.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To have such a gap between, for example, scoring defense and actual defense.
Yeah.
That is, like, when I talk about the Packers last year prior to Micah Parsons, their defensive stats were pretty consistent across the board. You know, enough to where you could say confidently, around a top five or in the top 10 squarely defense. Top five in a lot of categories. This is not the case. This is incredibly different.
This is why it's so important that the Bears have, one, already clinched the playoff spot and have the inside track with their magic number being one now to host as a division champion. Because this season, at home, red zone defense, 38.1% success rate. That's second in the NFL at home. Meanwhile, when they're away, they give up red zone touchdowns 54% of the time. That is 27th. So home, second. Away, 27th. There's a disparity there.
And the reason we have to talk about the home and road numbers now with such passion and such pointed detail is because it's going to matter come playoff time. Where you're going to play, what the likelihood is of them being able to advance if they get those home playoff dates. 630 wants to know, what's the can we just be friends still red zone? 35.
35 feels right for that.
Yeah.
It does.
It's what the penalty for the where you start from on the dynamic kickoff. So I'd say 35.
Yeah, and also the 35, here's the thing. If you're at the 35-yard line, yeah, you can kick a field goal there. I don't know if it's going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good job by your red zone defense.
Yep.
I'm sorry, what is it called? Just friends red zone defense?
Yeah, the can we just be friends red zone.
Yeah, you've been friend zoned on the football field.
The 35.
The 35.
The friend zone is the 35. The red zone is the 20. The deep red zone is the 10. And the intimate red zone is the 5.
And the Bears were successful in all those places except for the friend zone, ironically, because that's where Malik Willis did damage on the touchdown pass.
Was it a failed relationship, the fumble inside the 5-yard line that got recovered by the Bears?
I would say so. What was the term that you sent me over the weekend? Banksying? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, I did send you that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they got Banksied. They thought they were doing something. They went all the way down the field only to realize the whole time the Bears were like, you thought we were really going to let you score? No, we were just leading you on. We've been out of this for a long time now. We knew how this drive was going to end.
Did I
use that correctly?
That Banksying? Is a waste time zone is what that
same difference, right?
847 has a good point. Does the Lions game skew some defensive stats? I think it does, absolutely. It definitely skews point differential. We know that out of the gate.
Yeah, the Bears on the road are averaging 24.8 points per contest scoring and are giving up 29 points per game on the road. That 52 burger by the Lions does have an effect on that.
We call that an outlier. But they gave him up all the same, so that's it. Also, everybody who's asked about chicken, yes, we are getting chicken today from Rinaldi's. I'm very excited.
I'm not even mad, as long as that hot honey is coming with
the
it.
The hot honey pizza disappeared in about 20 seconds last time.
Yeah.
It's a race, and I think it's a bit like the Hunger Games, and there might be some carnage.
Since I had the full rack of ribs this morning, I won't need as much food today.
Unhinged. You had a full rack of ribs for breakfast on a Monday.
So let's talk.
Before 6 a.m.
Can I just tell them what happened? Can I tell them what happened?
You're choosing violence.
So I had ribs left over from Carson's, but I had a full rack of ribs and the potatoes au gratin and some coleslaw. And I was like, I need to eat this because it's going to go bad. And or I'm also leaving town tonight to go home to Alabama to, you know, celebrate the holidays with my family. It's like, I guess I just need to eat this for breakfast tomorrow morning because I wasn't hungry last night.
Oh, darn. I must have ribs for breakfast from Carson's.
So I don't want people to think I just ate ribs and came here. No, I got up at 4:30. I went to the gym and worked out. Great workout. So at 6 a.m., fired up the ribs. The leftover ribs with the potatoes, and it was delicious. And I won't be hungry until about, I don't know, 1 p.m. when the Rinaldi's comes. I thought that was excellent planning
here.
On my part.
It really is excellent planning on your part. So good job out of you.
Also, I told you I had the shirt that says Happy Christmas on it. I wore it today because we had that conversation as well.
Love that. And that's Marshall's planning skills. You are experiencing what is an elite day out of our friend, O. Marshall Harris.
That's Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy from Trading Places, if you don't recognize the reference. Happy Christmas, Merry New Year.
Indeed. Coming up next, I'm Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The Bears have given us a little gift this week. Normally, we have to wait until our show is over to hear Ben Johnson speak to the media after watching the film. We have it next. Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.